physicians are instructed to interpret what they see on the screen in this manner. They draw an equivalent sight on the screen in order to produce their own musical equivalent of that particular sight. Got that? That's all you have to do.
Turn your lights there on. We don't need these.
Could we try to move this thing?
Thank you.
experience, I'm sure it was kind of difficult for some of you at the end of what was the film made partly by photographing images. Going to take a camera. I did this with a late millimeter Brownie movie camera. I went running around my backyard like a maniac with a camera like this, and I turned it on and just went shooting around like this. And the spring in my camera runs slower than it should. It speeds up the images anyway. If you run the camera around in circles like that, you get everything just swirling by. So you get all these colors, and you don't really get images out of what you're doing. You just get an action kind of from what you're shooting. This was taken, blown up to 16 millimeter in a lab, and by doing that, you add a lot of grain to the picture, and you also lose some of your color contrast. Then I took some 16 millimeter leader, and leader is this stuff like this, and sometimes it's white, and you dip it in a hypo solution, it becomes clear. And this still has emulsion on it, which I scraped and mixed with different colors of ink and nail polish. Colors on there. Some of it was with brush, some with pen, some with a piece of wood, some with an airbrush. And I had no idea what it was going to look like while I was doing it, because when you get something this big and you're painting it on film, there's really very little relation to what it's going to look like when it's blown up that large onto the screen. You can't really tell what your action is going to be. So the whole thing, the film, was more or less improvised. And it was put together in a random fashion, just trying to keep the most interesting parts of what I had shot and what I had painted. And the only thing that I've cut out of this is certain dead spots. And the black leader, the quiet passages that were in the film were inserted there as spacers to tone down the group while they're performing this. They're in there for a purpose. That's not the actual film that was wasted.
Next piece we're going to perform is the variables from one or any five instruments. We'll need a group of piano pieces taken from the Opus 5 for four orchestras, which is actually a piece for, in this case, the way it's being performed tonight, will be with three orchestral groups, the tape recorder, and the piano. This is the piano from that composition. It tends to get varied somewhat when the rest of the orchestra plays. The pianist will perform these fragments in any order he feels necessary, and will improvise freely upon them.
Thank you. a screen group accompanied with movement. Let me explain to you a little bit about what happened in the last piece while the musicians are coming up here. Excuse me, would you hand me the part to the G. Yes, two sheets of paper with 9 fragments, which are not serial, not 12 tones. They're just sound studies and interval studies. And this is the basic premise upon which most of this music is built. The collage, which you're about to hear, called a collage because, just like the collage in terms of art, things are overlaid like pieces of paper or pieces of music. In this case, this collage is built from fragments of different canons, if you follow me. I constructed a number of small canons, broke them up into pieces, laid them one on top of the other, and stored them for the strings and the woodwinds. Okay, we can continue with this. Which sends a tone of low cycle, which modulates the rest of what's happening on the table. After all these modifications were completed to the original instrument sounds, the table is then cut up at in random order. We just chopped it up, stuck it back together again, any way that the pieces happen to fall together. So it was totally improvised. I'll play you a piece of it.
This time. So the piece is flexible, you can play it any way you want.
we have imposed a certain amount of order on it for this performance only. The blue sections on his schematic tell him that he is to be silent for a certain length of time. The red areas tell him that he is to allow his players to improvise. The brass conductor has a similar chart which he goes by, and I go by the same thing for the strings. I'm conducting the tape recorder, the strings, and the piano, and Barry is conducting the woodwinds, and Pete is conducting the brass. Well, right on.
Thank you. Why
No, I'm not trying to be far out. I'm not trying to be hysterical. It's in a way quite a purely intellectual thing on the Opus 5. Even though it may have sounded comical to a few of you, I see we got a nice little laugh at the end of the piece. But the fact is that there is quite a bit of thought went into putting that piece together. And it took me a long time to figure out how to make it as loose as it sounded. And that was the intention all along, to make it sound that way. Not to make it sound hysterical, because that's only your interpretation of it. Maybe somebody else is going to agree, but... Yeah, I'm not accusing you of being facetious. You may have felt that induced a certain amount of hysteria in you. But to me, when I hear that, the only thing that I can say is that's the way I've always wanted music to sound. How can you say that? If the conductor is conducting from a chart, which is a certain type of organization, if they're playing from parts, which are a certain type of organization, and if the improvisations are allowed at certain periods specified on a schematic diagram, is that not organization?
Well, where then is the structure?
The structure is right on the...
several times what the structure is.
No, I haven't been asked several times. Dr. Duran asked me one time whether or not what was the structure of the last piece that was played, the one in standard notation. Do I have to tell you that's a sonata allegro? I mean, what difference does it make? It's got a shape to it. It's got a diagram that tells them when to play and when to be quiet and when to improvise. That's a structure. It doesn't have to be something that's been hanging around for 500 or 600 years. You see?
General structure has been planned, but the details are left up to the performer to some extent, up to the conductor. It is something like a piece by John Cage, where there might be 24 players and 12 radios, two players to a radio, and the conductor points to these various people, and they put on the dials loudly or softly or check stations, and the conductor wishes. And of course, this music by John Cage is much more difficult to comprehend than the music that you've heard before. What radio programs are being played at that particular time.
Yes.
So if this is too wild, well, John Cage is much wilder, and this would be a kind of introduction to this gentleman.
Yes, I think you should all go to a John Cage concert, and then you'll come back to the next one I have, and you'll like it.
In what regard do you consider what we would call the great masters of the past of music? Bach, Brahms, Beethoven, Schubert?
I know absolutely nothing about any composers before the 20th century. I have a very unusual type of musical background. It's practically nil. I taught myself what I know, whatever that is, about music. And my own personal taste in what I listen to do not include very much tonal music of that type. But I'll tell you what I do like. I am a great fan of rhythm and blues, and I like rock and roll. And I like folk music. But I don't like Schubert, and I don't like Brahms, and I don't like things like that. I don't like Beethoven a whole lot. The first long playing album that I bought was the complete works of Edgard Varèse, and I got that when I was about 14 years old, and that's what I grew up with musically. I had didn't even have a record player before that, and I wasn't listening to the radio, so you might say that I kind of started out on the wrong foot, but that's the answer to his question. Anybody else? Yes?
I would like a little more clarification for myself.
under emphasization your previous number before the last one. And I think we all think of improvisation in the terms of the jazz field, where there is a set of beats or progression or sounds. And could you explain a little bit more about your improvisation?
How they improvise?
Yes.
Well, it's very simple. They are just turned completely free.
No lead of any sort?
No
lead?
Well, during the improvisation, the actual improvisation sections, when they aren't reading anything at all, they're just instructed to go. Just turn themselves completely free and try and avoid tonal passages was the only thing that I said to them during the rehearsal. And I think they pretty well did that.
Now, let's say your improvisation number that you're going to do it again.
Yes.
And you want to draw approximately the same way as it is tonight. What instructions would you give to the group?
Well, I may want it to come out approximately the same way it did tonight, but I don't see really how I could. Because in the first place, it's kind of a foolish idea, because after how I explained to you how the parts work, you just can't match the rhythms, and you can't duplicate the improvisations, and you can't duplicate the spontaneity that you get.
Well, I'm thinking, in line with jazz, of course, because improvisation is a wonderful thing.
So I like it.
It's a good idea. And what I'm getting at is when a group of jazz group improvises, they have an idea before they start, see, of what
they had an idea. They had an idea of what they were supposed to do before they started, too. I told them what not to play. I told them what I didn't want to hear. It may sound kind of tyrannical, but the idea was that we have these conductors up here who are actually helping to compose the piece. The conductor, in this instance, is more than a conductor. He's assistant composer. And I have the total say-so over the other assistant composers over how I want it to sound. All I'm trying to do with this group in Opus 5 is make them create a piece of music on the spot the way I would like to have it played. You see, that's the whole idea of it. And when we were rehearsing, I just explained to them I didn't want any scale practicing, and I didn't want any fooling around of that sort, and playing of little tunes in there, things like that. Yes?
Have you composed, I guess, that's what you can use, any other music in what we've heard tonight, any other radical things?
Have I composed any other radical things?
Well, I didn't mean it that way. No, what we've heard tonight, have you done anything very much different from this?
Yes.
Can you explain anything else?
Yeah. I sold a record to Capitol last Friday. And you'll hear it on KFWB by next Friday. It's a rock and roll song. And I make my living doing things like that. And it is quite a bit different than what you heard tonight. The name of the song is A Big Surfer. You can all go out and buy it.